time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at Steinway Hall in New York City. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Bruce is playing the Steinway Spirio R Concert Grand for today's Piano Puzzler. And as he does every week, Bruce will take a familiar tune, rewrite it in the style of a great classical composer. We've got a listener on the line. We'll see if that listener can name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Ben Keating is on the phone from Monticello, Illinois. Ben, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Great to have you. Ben, what's your musical background?
Well, I've played piano for the last probably 10 years of my life, and I've been really involved in music at my high school, and I plan to go on, hopefully next year, to off to music school somewhere to study piano performance and maybe some conducting, but we're still deciding on where and what.
Excellent. Well, okay, I'm writing down your name, Ben Keating, Benjamin Keating, and we'll keep track of where you go from here. And we'll get say Ben started with a Piano Puzzler. That was his first national exposure way back when. All right, Ben, well, you know how this works. Bruce is going to play his Piano Puzzler. We'll see if you can name the tune and the composer. I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, you and I can brainstorm on this together, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Interesting. Ben, what'd you hear in that?
Well, first of all, great job, Bruce. That
thank you.
Sounded just great, even over the phone. my first thought for a composer is probably Chopin. That's my first guess.
Righto.
Yeah.
Well,
First thought, best thought. There you go.
Mm-hmm. But the tune, some of those, The yadi-di-di-dum, it sounds familiar, but I can't put that title on it.
First of all, Ben, you recognized really the heart of the Piano Puzzler. You got that right away. So well done.
Thank you.
So let's just see if we can figure out that hidden tune in there.
I'll just say that while the tune is pretty much clear, the harmonies are not at all like they are in the original. So that's probably the issue.
I'm feeling that it's Beatles tune, maybe. I don't know. It's a guess.
No.
No?
I don't know. Among piano puzzlers, that's just about the most beautiful sound I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fred, that was clever. Fred is actually referring to the text of the song when he says that.
Maybe it's like Gershwin or like an Irving Berlin.
Well, it's later than that.
Post-Gershwin, but pre-Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay. And I apologize since I'm not very old at all. Barely even 17. I wasn't around during.
This predates you. Yeah, you're a 21st century kid, Ben.
Although I do have to say that there is a new movie of this coming out. Yeah. And it's been on Broadway rather recently.
I know now. It's West Side Story.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And gosh, those songs. Maria.
Yes, Maria.
There it is.
Bruce, this was kind of mind-blowing for me. The tune is pretty much all there, but the harmonies are completely different.
Yeah, there's not a single harmony that's the same, except right at the end when I quote it. That's it.
So just to be clear, Bruce is referring to the song Maria from West Side Story, that famous tune by Leonard Bernstein, but has reset it in the style of Frédéric Chopin. All right. Well, Ben, great job. You found your way to the tune. You named the composer instantly. And I know we've already heard it a couple times, but now that we really know how all the pieces fit together, Bruce, could we hear this once more?
Okay.
Thanks to that, suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria from West Side Story, that tune by Leonard Bernstein, reset as a Chopin waltz in this week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph. And Ben Keating from Monticello, Illinois, well done. You named the composer, you named the tune 100% on this week's Piano Puzzler.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Ben, when you're not calling in and playing on the air, how do you normally hear Piano Puzzlers?
Well, I'd often go to an orchestra rehearsal that would happen every Sunday at like 3. So I would always tune through, and I'd tune through on my local NPR station, and I'd hear this around 2:30. So I'd always stop and listen.
Well, Ben Keating from Monticello, Illinois, congratulations, and thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you for having me.
And it's great to be doing Piano Puzzlers from Steinway Hall in New York City. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
I've got to say, hats off to our caller this week and every week. It takes some gumption to call in and play on the air. And you know what? If you like playing the Piano Puzzler, check out our weekly email newsletter. Every Tuesday, you'll get a sneak peek of the puzzler that will be on the air on Wednesday, plus a classic Piano Puzzler from the archives. Sign up for the Piano Puzzler newsletter on the PT page, yourclassical.org/performance today.